echte ervaring. Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Yo, 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 yo. Mic check. 1, 2, motherfucking 3. We are back in the building. Episode 98.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing. Saying? Yeah.
It's wild. Like, we've really raised this Serious Rap Shit podcast, by the way. we've raised this humble podcast up like a little seedling.
Yeah.
From the rich fertile earth.
I'm proud of this, and I have my kids, so
listen. And you have awesome kids.
Yeah. You know, y'all listen, live with them every
if
day.
If you're not gonna help me, I can't help you. Shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we are definitely proud of this podcast, and we are getting closer and closer to episode 100.
Yes.
I am fucking excited.
Me too, yeah.
We gotta like actually do a thing for 100.
Yeah, we'll definitely think about it.
Yeah, we can't like,
especially because y'all fucking failed.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't do the
supercut thing.
Supercut thing.
That's not happening. So yeah, we can't fumble this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta actually
can't fumble that bag. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? We gotta actually like give y'all some good shit. What do y'all want? You know, hit us up. Like, maybe, you know, we ain't doing no debating top five or no goofy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
top five is exactly the same. Dylon, 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 yo. Dylon, Dylon.
Why E-Ness made a Dylon, Dylon reference in a battle recently? Shout out to E-Ness. But yeah, we'll think of something for episode 100. Just trust us. Trust that we'll make a sincere effort.
Trust the process. Trust the podcast. Yeah.
Listen. Can we still trust the process?
They don't sign Jimmy, dog. I don't know. Yeah.
Yo, is he talking about leaving? I know he's not publicly talking.
He like posted a picture on like a private jet with like Mark Wahlberg with some like L.A. Laker colored sneakers on.
Mark fucking Wahlberg.
That's like his best friend.
Are you shit? He looks like the type of black dude that would hang with fucking Mark. It was my guy, Mark Wahlberg. Fucking
he listens to country music all
racist
the time, too.
Mark Wahlberg. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what his turn up is country
dog
music.
Somebody say he looked like Jamie Foxx in Booty Call.
I do.
Like, I've been inconsolable since one of y'all scandalous motherfuckers said that about Jimmy Butler. Dog. You gonna go to L.A.? L.A. like the Lakers.
Like the Lakers,
shit.
Yeah.
For what? So fucking Stephen A. Smith and Chris Broussard
can
talk
you.
Shit about you all day for the next 365 days?
Can blame you when the Lakers don't win the title next year?
Come on, dog. Yeah, that's your Jimmy Butler. If you're out there and you're listening, I know you are. Come and stay in Philly, dog.
Yeah.
Just be a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Help us get this chip.
Exactly. And not like you're signing on to play with two young stars coming into their prime as opposed to a dude that's going out of his prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, and think of it this way too. We ain't got LeVar Ball, dog. Like, LeVar Ball ain't nowhere hanging around none of our teams.
They finna bounce Lonzo out of, you know what I'm saying? So, see, you know, the Lakers might not have LeVar Ball to deal with either.
Dog, his pop, LeVar legit said, like, yeah, you know, see, what you gotta do is you gotta run Lonzo, you gotta run Zoe and LeBron for the whole first three quarters.
Yeah, he did say that.
And then if you up big, you can take him out in the fourth.
Yeah, it's like Live 95.
Yeah, like
before
you turned off the substitutions.
Yeah, yeah. Turn off the fatigue.
Yeah,
and you just run. You know, your star players the whole game.
Dog, I hope people realize like that's not how you play in the NBA, dog.
Nah, bro, nah.
He's like, yeah, they kept playing with Lonzo, man. They haven't played like 10 minutes and they take him out of the game. I didn't train my son to do that. My son is trained to play all 48 minutes,
the whole game. Yeah. And then when his fucking Achilles blows out.
Dog, his feet are already falling apart. And he rests a lot of the game. Yeah. Like, dude, your feet is already falling.
He's not even 20. Jesus.
He says, oh, well, that's because he's not running them enough. Like, I don't know, bro.
Do
you have, like, a degree in, like,
sports science, sports medicine?
Pretty sure.
The far ball don't know.
Dog, he was like, he should be having, see, Luke don't have him training right. He needs to have him running the hills during the season.
Jesus. Yo.
Like, dog, could you imagine, like, Luke takes the Lakers out to some random field? He's like,
yo, run up that hill, son.
Yeah. Or he takes somebody, has him running, like, the stadium steps, like they're a high school team.
Right. Like, dog. I imagine LeVar Ball thinks, the workout should be like a giant leather medicine ball.
Yeah, and they're just like tall. Yeah.
Just the pulley, like lever weights and shit, old school joints. Like, yeah. Dog, that's not how these niggas, they train like multi-million-dollar, you know, complexes.
He's like, oh, this, they train with like resistance bands. Like, he's like, you can't get bigger doing that. He's like, that's why I got my son, I got Jello out there. He lifting the heavy weights. It's like, that's why Jello ass ain't in the league.
Yeah. He mad swole. Swole ass young boy.
Yeah, he's like, oh. And then he gonna say in the other interview I saw, he was like, yeah. They was like, yo, you know, listen, big, whatever, it don't matter. It's like, yo, if Lonzo don't start shooting his free throw, he can't shoot 42% from the line, man. He was like, oh, I can fix that in a minute. And he was like, well, why didn't you?
Why haven't
like,
you?
Because I don't want to.
Oh, man. He, oh, my God. Be like, on some real shit, be, even, you know, LeVar Ball is obviously an extreme example, but be cautious of people who can't admit when they're wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't think of who I was talking about. But people who, if you're, you know, arguing like, you know, oh, this, he had on a red shirt, and the other person is saying, no, the shirt was blue. And then a person comes in the room and say, well, actually, yeah, my shirt was red. And they're like, that's what I was saying the whole time. Yeah. People who do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
When they asked him about the whole Triple B's and all that shit, and they was in that ball that they had running big, it that stole the money.
Brand,
and he was like, yeah, well, you know, you obviously, you know, you made a mistake by bringing like that guy in. He was like, no, I didn't make a mistake.
Yeah.
He was like, what was I supposed to do? Run a background? I'm from Compton. I don't run background checks.
Damn. Said,
if you rob me, you rob me. That's what happens.
Wow. You running a business though, dog.
Dog, that's what I'm saying. He's like, listen, you ain't get a gun. He was like, Lonzo can't be upset. He ain't get a gun pulled on him.
Wow.
Like, he stole, for real?
Yeah. Wow.
Like, he stole $1.5 million from $1.5 million from the bull.
Yeah.
Like, he worked for that shit. Dude didn't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he has every right to be upset.
That's so crazy.
He was like, he can't be upset. What's he gonna be upset about?
Yeah.
He was like, he got me. What's he gonna be upset about? Like, I'll be upset I got you as a pop. Like,
I was going to say, that motherfucker's going to be, we don't want to spend a lot of time on LeVar Ball. But yeah, they're definitely going to be, I hope not, but I see them going down that route of like being like estranged and he's going to look up one day and be like, yo, my pops is a noodle.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with him anymore. And it's all like ego shit. Like, just chill the fuck out. And it's a broader lesson for all of us. Like, your ego is natural. It's there for, you know, a reason or whatever. But like, you don't lead with that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't allow that shit to be the core principle from which, you know, from where you interact with other people and you know how you define things like that.
No,
that
people should see the ego in your drive.
Yeah,
not in the person they meet. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Ego should be what drives you and pushes you, and like knowing you're good, like that should be what drives you, not how you treat people and how you interact with people.
Yeah, y'all gotta chill the fuck out.
Before we get into this week's episode and the news, send a major shout out to Raj and Amrita on their beloved nuptials this weekend.
Listen. Congratulations. We did it up this weekend. We went to a wedding. Like Josh said, Raj and Amrita got married. Two friends of the podcast.
Yes.
Personal friends. It was the most beautiful shit ever. All of my like candy fucking Care Bear emotions was coming out the whole fucking weekend.
Yeah, I definitely shot like a SRS logo like out from my stomach.
The rainbow logo.
Yeah.
That shit, yeah, it was fun. It was really fucking fun. Reminded me how much I like I like family gathering stuff, yeah, whether it's biological family or like chosen family. But also reminded me that I love fucking weddings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Usually it's like spring or summertime and shit, people getting together, like hugging, oh, you look so beautiful, kissing, hugging and shit. It's like the best communal feeling ever.
Definitely.
I love that shit.
Definitely. Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful, busy weekend, yeah, but beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was really fucking lovely. Yeah, somebody else, one of y'all other folks that we love, get married so we can can do another weekend like this.
Yeah, I mean, I know Rihanna said she's like really wants to have a kid.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'll marry her if she wants to have that way we have the kid in wedlock and not out of wedlock.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's also the richest musician in the world now.
Yeah.
So like female musician in the world now. So
how about
like,
that?
I could, you know, that I don't gotta work no more.
No.
I mean, it'd be the end of the podcast. We don't want, well, I mean, no, I could still do the podcast.
Yeah, just come in and like just humor me. Just like come in and do it every week.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I figure we could probably do it from her crib, one of her cribs. Right. I'll fly you in every week.
Jesus. So she's like fucking with a dude though, ain't she?
I mean,
Josh has got a murderous look in his eye.
People die every day, man.
Yo, I definitely said that to somebody. Somebody was like, I think it was Dave. Shout out to Lil Dave. Let's talk about who would win in a fist fight between the Beatles and the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I promise you, George Harrison got hands. And then somebody came in and was like, yo, he ain't have hands when that nigga stabbed him. I was like, no, niggas get stabbed every day. Like, so you get stabbed though, but you can't fight. Like, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
Yo.
I don't know anybody in the Beach Boys. I just know the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
I know he was like chilling with Manson, so.
Yeah. Like Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson, I know. It's the Wilson brothers, right? Weren't there two Wilsons? Yeah,
Dennis Wilson.
Something like that.
Carl something. I don't fucking know. I don't know.
They were doing songs Brian with Wilson. Like, weren't they doing songs with like Jesse and the Rippers?
Maybe. Jesse and the Rippers. Yo. Was that John Stables? Yo. Yeah. Oh man. Have you seen I don't want to go too far. Ignore that. So yeah, what else has been going on?
Nothing. I mean, literally, that took my weekend up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we basically did wedding stuff all weekend. Yeah. I DJ'd First Fridays at Indie Life Media. It's like a media and branding company in West Philly. Yeah, shout out to them. And they had a mural dedication. The homie Femi is a brilliant DJ and visual artist. He did a mural at their space, and they dedicated the mural for First Fridays and had a bunch of like young artists, you know, exhibiting their art. So yeah, I was like playing like funky shit, you know what I mean? Word. We were like outside and hanging. So yeah, that was cool. I did that Friday and then bounced down to Center City for Roger's rehearsal dinner. So yeah.
And then we got to watch people do
the River Dance
in the hotel.
Dog. So yeah, after one, Center City was live as fuck.
Yeah, it's like Pride weekend.
Pride was happening. Yeah. So it was like live as shit. Half naked people everywhere, rainbows and shit. It was really fucking wild. They had people like DJing in the middle of the street.
Yeah, Woody's had their like whole bar in the street.
Like literally the whole bar in the street was crazy as shit. And the rehearsal dinner, the restaurant was on the same block as Woody's.
Like across the street. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like live as shit out there. So we left there, went to the hotel. And we were like hanging out in the hotel lobby, drinking and talking shit. And there was some other wedding party there. And it was like, you know, I'm assuming white folks of Irish background. Yeah. Next thing I know, Pops like pulled out an acoustic guitar. Another nigga pulled the accordion out. And they started playing like old like Irish shanty songs that I never heard before. And legit, the bridal party lined up and started doing the river dance.
Yeah.
It was out of control.
Absolutely.
In the fucking lobby of the Lowe's Hotel.
I mean, solos and everything. Like,
yeah, each
member of the dancing party came out and had their own solo.
Did they little solo and shit. They were like super information. That lets you know, white people, when white people aren't appropriating other people's culture, y'all got like superpowers like the rest of us. When you're in your own cultural milieu, y'all motherfuckers start trying to like hit the whoa. You know what I'm saying? Hit them folks and shit. That's when stuff starts getting shaky.
Yeah.
But like, they was on point with this shit. Like,
oh, they was
harmonizing
rhythm. Yeah.
Listen, it was like a whole concert. Yeah. And we're just like sitting there, you know, we've been drinking, you know what I mean? Yeah. We just like sitting there watching this shit, like, and like Instagramming it and everything. Like, yo, this shit is like live as shit.
Yeah. They legit like a Mumford and Son concert, like legit broke out.
Oh, man. Then like somebody showed up with pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know if we were supposed to be bringing in outside pizza.
We
in
definitely
the
did, though.
Listen.
Shout out to Kev.
Yeah. Was it Kev that brought the pizza? Kevin. Yeah, yo. It was live as shit. God damn.
Shout out.
This beautiful weekend overall. Wedding was nice.
Yeah.
It kind of waited until Monday to start raining terribly. So we got all of the wedding and fun stuff, you know,
done. This is the first wedding associated with SRS.
Probably.
It was because they
no.
were
both. Marquise's wedding.
Oh, how about that?
We weren't there. Marquise ain't invite us.
Nah, you know exactly.
I asked him about it. He was like, nah, y'all niggas too ratchet. Y'all can't come to my wedding. You know what I'm saying?
They wasn't serving like Duce and Henny. So,
nah. I mean. But yeah, Marquise's wedding is probably the first. Or Charlie's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Charlie's wedding. Yeah.
I would say.
I forget how long like the podcast has
been
actually
doing it.
Going,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many years? So
yeah, I feel like it was Charlie's wedding, and then Marquise, and then Raj's wedding.
Yeah. So it's like three weddings.
He's got three SRS approved couples that are married now. We love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Me and Rihanna next.
I was gonna say, when you getting married again?
Yeah, me and Rihanna next, y'all. I mean, that'd be dope.
Yeah, I'm with it, yo.
Yeah, fly down to the Bahamas.
Listen, she probably want to get married somewhere else, though.
Yeah, whatever, man. Wherever she wants to go, dog.
Whatever she want
to
do.
Yeah, whatever she wants to do, I'm with it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Podcast needs a sponsor.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
First official podcast of Fenty.
Yeah. Ooh, yo. Have like the male highlighter and shit. Yo.
Hey, listen, man. We all get little blotches on our face. We need to cover up every once in a while.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? I'm aging like an old peach over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need it.
Yeah, shout out.
Somebody get Rihanna on the phone. Get my man a wife.
Yeah.
And get our podcast a sponsorship.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's fucking do it.
But actually, we got to get to some sad news in the news this week.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, fuck.
We had talked about these guys reuniting for a tour. To support this brother, and because Bushwick Bill had pancreatic cancer, and
Ghetto
unfortunately,
Boys, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, he passed the other day.
52.
That's so fucking young.
That's young, yo. That's young, and it's crazy. The homie Steve posted one of his solo records, and he's in the song. He's talking about being teased when he was younger, and he had a line, I can't think of the exact line, but there's a line in it that stuck out where he talks about how he didn't think he would have made it this far,
yeah,
or whatever, and he might have been like 30,
yeah, exactly,
when that record came out, or like late 20s or something, you know what I mean? And it hit home listening to that. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He didn't know. So at least he lived, you know, longer than he thought he might have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When he's younger, he didn't know, you know, how things were going to turn out. But 52 is still too fucking
young. Yeah, exactly.
Young.
Yeah, way too young.
It's still too young.
Legendary group, legendary artist.
Yeah.
It's a shame, man.
He was like a B-boy back in the day.
Yeah.
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 I don't know if he was in... like the elder cats who are listening, who, you know the history a little deeper than we do, can like confirm or deny. Maybe he was like involved in like the whole like Latin Quarter thing back in the day. I feel like I remember hearing that he used to b-boy at like the famous like spots in New York back in the day before, you know, the Ghetto Boys blew up or whatever. That's that. I could be completely wrong or like confusing him with somebody else, but I know he was a b-boy back in the day. Just somebody who put on for our culture and lived his life the way he wanted to live. You know, Ghetto Boys, like, they said what the fuck they wanted to say, right or wrong, you know what I mean, or otherwise. And it's sad, it sucks, and it's you know, interesting to me that it's something that keeps happening to these folks that we like looked up to as kids, and like they just keep passing away. And it's like, god damn, like they getting older, we getting older. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely. And it's a stark reminder of like age and
mortality.
At 52 is just so fucking young, man.
Right
Like, so young. And something like, he couldn't, like, they say like you can't, they don't diagnose pancreatic until it's like stage four. They can't diagnose it.
That's so fucked up, like, dog. It was crazy is to think, you know, about the advancements that have been made in medical, you know, treatment and technology and all of that, that cancer is still taking people out of here. And it's like, I don't know, it's gonna, to completely get rid of cancer, it'll take like a sea change in, you know, policy, insurance coverage, pharmaceuticals, environmentalists, like the, you know, how corporations treat the environment, how food is made. It's like, what I mean to say, I don't want to ramble, but like to get to the core of this problem, it's like multiple variables that have to drastically change in order to even chip away at this shit. And I don't see, you know, like, I don't see, like, we're considering voting for, you know, Joe Biden, somebody who essentially doesn't think that, you know, that climate change or like the poisoning of the environment is that big of a deal.
Exactly.
How are we dealing with cancer if we're not serious about, you know, a lot of shit's environmental.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How are we seriously dealing with cancer if we're not seriously dealing with processed foods?
Yeah, exactly. Or, I was about to say the FDA and all that kind of stuff.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like a multi-tiered thing, and like a eight-headed hydra.
Yeah, or that when you do get it, you don't fall into, you know, ridiculous debt trying to, you know what I mean, fight it.
Could you imagine that shit, dog? Like getting sick and then thinking like, yo, if, you know, if my insurance isn't like knocking this shit out, I could die.
Yeah.
that's a cruel,
should be something you don't have to worry about when you're worrying about this other shit.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I'd say all that to say, you know, rest in peace, Bushwick Bill. Love to his family and the people that knew him. I hope that Scarface and it might have been like Primo, a lot of the folks that prematurely reported that he had passed, because, you know, the word came out that he had passed away, and folks were sharing it and all of that stuff, and then it had to be retracted because I think his son came out and was like, nah, he's not dead, he's still in the hospital, you know, clinging on. I hope that folks don't feel too bad. I mean, you don't fucking know.
Yeah, you get the report and you just can, you know what I mean?
You know,
you don't think to question it.
Yeah, who would lie?
Especially not when you knew he was in the hospital, you knew he was sick and all that. It's not like when you get like some random thing, it's just like, oh, this person died.
Yeah. Some of y'all motherfuckers is just sharing shit that's blatantly wrong.
Yeah.
Them little quotes with like Barack Obama's picture next to it. It's like some shit he never said. Like, that kind of stuff is different.
Abraham Lincoln quote.
don't trust the internet. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? But like, Abraham Lincoln. So like, if like a reputable source reports that, you know, this person died, yeah, you know, you think you can believe it.
And as crazy as it may be, TMZ is a reputable source nowadays.
Right.
So.
Right. People are saying like, well, yeah, do your research. Who the fuck am I supposed to call?
Yeah, exactly.
If Bushwick Bill's not dead, you know what I mean? Like, I don't. Who the, like?
Am I texting Willie D?
Like, yeah. Like, what research am I doing at that point? I understand the anger, but also I hope that folks aren't beating themselves up about making a reasonable assumption.
Well, I mean, like, if it comes from Scarface, of all people, I'm like, oh, damn, it must be true. Like,
Scarface, you know, say it happened.
Yeah,
you know him. That's your brother. I would believe that shit.
Exactly.
If I come up to somebody and say, yo, you know, Josh having a kid. Or, yo, Josh is in Aruba.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? They would be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. John said it. He knows Josh real well.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, rest in peace, Bushwick Bill. Honor and appreciate all of our heroes and cultural workers and artists while they're here.
Yeah.
Cause
give people their flowers now.
Yeah, because you know, you never fucking know.
Yeah.
You never know.
And better Ghetto Boys news.
Yeah.
Scarface announced that he is running for city council.
City council is the way you get in. You get in the city council, maybe then you do, you know, like state senate.
Yeah.
You know, a few years, Scarface could be the motherfucking president.
That'd be dope.
Imagine that shit. Dog.
I'm with it.
Is he, what is his, like, politics like? Do you know?
No. I know, I mean, I'm assuming he's fairly liberal.
I'm assuming so, too, but
I know he's run, like, a few, like, charities in the area for underprivileged kids. He's done a decent amount of, like, donations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess he's building his platform.
Yeah.
Shit. Revitalizing like probably like rundown areas of Houston,
right?
Stuff like that. I mean, I the article I read didn't like go specifically into like what his, you know, like what his 5-point plan would be or anything like that.
Yeah, I just want to know if he's like a Democrat or Republican, because like
independent,
because like a older black man could go really. Yeah. Either fucking way.
I know people who've like got family members who are like their uncle was like a wild Republican or some shit like that. Yeah.
Lissa's nephew's father is like a straight Trump dude, apparently. And she showed me a picture of the brother. I'm like, damn, like I would invite that brother to a cookout. You know what I'm saying? Just off the look of him. I'd be like, all right, yeah, come on, brother, you know what I mean? Get a plate. And then they go a whole like MAGA bull. You know what I'm saying? Like it's you never fucking know. Scarface is almost 50.
Yeah.
That motherfucker could be a cold Republican.
You want to say, yo, immigration is the devil. Like,
you never fucking know. I mean, I don't know.
It's coming for our job.
Yeah.
I never fucked with South Park Mexican anyway. Dog. Like,
wow. Yo. Dog. Yo. I'm like looking. I don't see.
Like an agenda or whatever.
Yeah. Or even like his like party affiliation. Apparently, oh man, I found an article that's talking about rap artists that have run for political office. So in addition to Scarface, Rhymefest also ran for office.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was just a couple years ago, right?
Right. And Do It All from Lords of the Underground ran for office. I would live in a city where the niggas from Lords of the Underground was on city council. I would live in that city. Dog. Okay, so yeah, no, I'm not finding anything about his political affiliation.
It would be wild if he was like a super Republican right now.
Scarface. If you're not a hardcore Republican and you don't have like reactionary political views, I wish you the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I trust you.
I wonder if he's like super pro war though. I mean, he did make favor for a favor with Nas, so.
Yo. Baby. I don't know. Dog, like real shit. Which, and I think this is a lesson that Black Twitter and like woke Twitter and leftist Twitter need to learn. I don't judge a book by its cover.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Motherfuckers be coming out and it'd be like, yo, this person is the first gay, you know, city council person in this town, or first, you know, woman mayor, and then they come out passing some crazy law like lock up all the Black people. And you're like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? But like Black Twitter and left Twitter and woke Twitter are like, yeah, man, representation. Nah, dog, I don't go by that shit.
I gotta see your
plan, and I gotta see who's funding you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who's making campaign contributions?
Listen, man, we from Philly. Black mayor dropped the bomb on move, dog.
That's all you gotta fucking know.
So
I said that shit in a rhyme 100 years ago.
I was trying to think of the beginning of the rhyme and say, yeah, like, yo, I know somebody who said that. I couldn't think of like the first line.
Listen,
you know what I mean? They elected Obama, what's that prove? I'm from Philly, a black mayor dropped the bomb on move.
That was 1 million years ago when Obama first got in. We was letting y'all know. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, you can't go by just identity. You know what I'm saying? Like race, gender, sexuality, whatever. You got, you know, class traitors and bourgeois motherfuckers in
every brother ain't a brother.
Chuck D told y'all that in 88.
Yeah.
Come on. Stop it. Yeah. But yeah, if Scarface, you know, if he's legit.
Yeah.
And if the people of Houston want him,
yeah.
Shout out to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, man, President Scarface, I'm with it.
Yo,
President, like, Scarface.
Who's he? He's like Devin the Dude is like in his cabinet, like running the FDA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see it. I see the vision.
Jay Prince is actually running everything from behind the scenes.
I was just watching something. Somebody was talking about a club.
He's like Dick Cheney.
It was Premier. It was Premier. He was talking about some club that was popping in Houston in like the 80s, like early 80s. And he was like, yeah, you know, Jay Prince ran that joint. He was like the owner. I'm like, dog, this dude, he been the man for a long motherfucking time.
Yeah, shout out to Jay Prince, dog.
Yeah, we love you, Jay Prince.
Exactly.
Word.
I saw this article the other day. Big Sean apparently took a year off from making music to address his mental health.
Yeah, I saw that. Dope.
I mean, I wanted to make a joke
about
like, I didn't notice that Big Sean didn't make music for a year.
I thought you were going to say you're glad he didn't make music for
either
a year.
Either one. Like, both of those jokes are irrelevant.
No, we can't say shit like that anymore.
Nah.
I'm going to edit that part out.
No, I mean, actually, I think that's a dope thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
To like recognize that like you have an issue and to realize like, yo, I need to better myself, which will then better all my, he said, like, you know, I like, if I better myself, then I can better all in other interactions in my life.
Yeah. And that's such a brave thing to do, because I know he has like a lot of, because when you know, you reach that level of success where he is, there's a whole bunch of people around you.
It's a cottage industry.
Right. Who, you know, eat off of you, basically. So I know even if folks around him weren't pressuring him, I'm sure he felt some kind of pressure to be like, yo, you know, I need to make another record or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's just, that's a brave thing to know, like, okay, I need to chill out, I need to stop for my own well-being, and then do it and follow through with it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of people have 9-to-5 regular working class people don't have the space to actually you know. And then a lot of people who are, you know, in the position that he's in don't really have the vision, you know, and the real, like, bravery to be like, yo, I'm gonna chill out and like take care of myself. Did he say he went to like therapy and stuff like that?
Yeah, the article I read said he was like, he started seeing a therapist, started seeking help.
Yeah, please go see a therapist if you're like feeling any type of way. Yeah, please do that.
Yeah, dude, you harbor like a lot of stuff you don't realize you do.
Yeah,
anger and like sadness and
shit like that you don't realize you even keep inside of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You think you cool this whole time, and then some little thing triggers you.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you like freaking the fuck out. You're like, why am I?
Yeah.
Why did I get here? It's because you got a, you know, repository of stuff like stored up in your spirit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to talk to somebody with zero connection to it.
You real shit. I mean? Like when I was
someone removed from the situation.
Yeah. To be able to have like a sounding board.
Yeah.
I was in Good Shepherd. I had to see all kind of like neurologists, and then there was a neurotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely young woman. I can't think of her name. I'm like picturing her face. I can't remember her name, but every couple days she and I would meet, and it was really in the time where you and I weren't doing the podcast. It was that kind of conversation that I was having.
Yeah.
Where I felt completely unguarded. Like, mm-hmm. I talk to you now like I talk in my brain. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like a conversation without any kind of like limit on it.
Yeah, there's no safety net because we don't need it.
Right.
You can play without the safety net.
Yeah, so talking to her, and it was really like, it was not like, it was really therapy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I would talk about how I was feeling about like the illness and my healing and like all this other stuff, and talk about like life and shit.
That's a really important part of like even like a physical issue, the mental impact of the physical issue, which I don't think like a lot of people get. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's great that you did, because like that could be something that could really mess you up mentally. Like, you know what I mean? In sense of like, well, where do I go from here? And like, you know, I basically, you know, you basically lost a month and a half with like almost no cognitive, recognition of a month and a half going by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think like the mental health aspect of a lot of stuff is really important, and you don't like, I remember last year going and talking when I was talking to like the social worker and stuff like that with my depression issues, and like I brought up my job several times, and she was like, listen, you may have to like leave. Like, you know what I mean? She's like, I know that's not something you could probably do like right now and all that kind of stuff with bills and kids and shit, but like it's something you really have to think about going forward. And even though it's stressful, like this situation that I'm in now carries a whole bunch of different stresses. One stress that I don't have is every day waking up going to a place I hate.
For real.
And like, well, there's some other money stresses and shit like that that I have currently. I don't have the stress of like, oh, I hate what every day I hate. Like, I hate every day. I get up and hate every day.
Yeah.
And like, that's a beautiful thing to not have to stress about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'll take some of the other little stresses over that.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, shout out to Big Sean and for him talking about it, because it takes strength to even talk about it. Because, you know, we still, as crazy as it is, that we still live in a time where like depression, anxiety and shit like that is still like a, you know, not, you know,
like it's a
not,
taboo thing.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's a social taboo. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers go through it and really don't say anything.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a firm believer of the notion that we're like in this together.
Yeah.
The human family is that a family. And sometimes when I see folks, particularly on social media, going through some shit, I'm good for like sliding in somebody's inbox and being like, yo, hey, like, are you all right? Like, what's going on? Or if somebody is like, oh, you know, I'm dealing with this, trying to like give a perspective like, oh, I went through something similar. Like, because it don't cost you nothing to do that, just time. You know what I mean? And then also, you never know. Some motherfuckers might be like, well, that shit don't help me at all.
Yeah.
But or they might be like, yo, that I really needed to hear that. You know what I mean? So yeah, I just see that hip hop and by extension masculinity itself, since hip hop and masculinity are like
so tied.
Yeah, so tied together. I'm seeing more space for men in particular to have those kind of conversations. You know what I mean? So yeah, shout out to Big Sean for like shit like that. To me, is like when people talk about like, you know, doing it for the culture or like pushing the culture forward. A lot of motherfuckers say that. Really, they just mean like, oh, me and that nigga got a bag together. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. Oh, my man, he for the culture. It really mean they got some money together. Yeah. They, you know, was in a situation or something. But this shit to me is really helpful for the people who live this culture, the people who, you know, create in this culture.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to Big Sean. I respect the shit out of that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Quick news on like that Woo series that they're doing on Hulu.
The dramatic series.
Yeah, the dramatic series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just cast Joey Badass to be Inspector Deck.
Dog. So a lot of motherfuckers was like, well, he don't even look like Deck, which is stupid. You don't gotta look like the motherfucker that you playing. But I'm excited for this shit.
Dude, he's really good in Mr. Robot.
That's what people keep telling me. I never seen it.
Mr. Robot is a great series.
Yeah.
And he's good. He's really good. I think it's season two, he has a longer arc. And then season three, he has like a little smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
But he's excellent in Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Excellent. Like, I was surprised at how good of an actor he was.
Yeah.
He's really good in it. So I'm super interested in seeing what he does with this.
Dog, they gonna tell the whole Woo story.
Yeah.
On some like, you know, dramatic shit with like, nah. Yeah. I'm all about it.
Yeah, I'm
all
really about it. And again, hire the dude who played Corey Wise to be Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah.
Cause when he grows his hair out and he has like the hair on his face and the sides, he looks just like Dirty.
Fam. He
bodied that role.
That dude, I can't think his fucking name. All right, well, hold on.
Because he was in Moonlight as well.
Yeah, yo. That motherfucker in Ava DuVernay's film, When They See Us, or series, When They See Us, about the Central Park Five. We talked about it two episodes ago.
Something like that. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The brother, Jarrell Jerome.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That played Corey Wise, who was the oldest of the Central Park Five, ended up going to Rikers when he was like 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
That dude, he need to be in everything.
Yeah.
Like, I never say that about motherfuckers, but he need to be in everything.
Yeah,
they
were all great.
His 1,000%
is super on the rise.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we start like a petition for him to play Dirty? We did the Gritty thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We start a petition to get him to play Old Dirty. Who came up with that idea? Was it Steve?
No, I posted it.
You posted it? Yeah. Okay. Steve was the first person that said it to me. I didn't see you post it. But yeah, we need to start a petition to get him to play Dirty in that in that film, yo. Cause like, yeah, he's incredible. And I could see Dirty was like a complex character. He was like real animated, but also silly, but also possibly had like some mental health issues, but then also real charismatic and could be like a son of a bitch too, apparently. So yeah, I think Homeboy could bring all of the colors, you know, required for that character. We finna start a petition for this shit.
I feel you.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last story, news story for the week. Your man, we the best.
Somebody was like, we the second best.
DJ Khaled is suing Billboard because Father of Assad wasn't number one last week. It was Igor by
Tyler, the creator. Yeah. Which, Igor's a fucking...
I mean, it's a better album.
Really?
I
didn't listen to the Khaled record, but that Igor shit is gorgeous. The
Khaled record is every Khaled record. There's a couple songs on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's not interesting aside from a couple of songs. Like, Igor is an album, like, you know what I mean? A conceptualized, like, thought out album. Yeah. DJ Khaled shit is a mixtape. Yeah. Like,
it's just a fucking playlist.
Yeah, exactly. It's a playlist. With him screaming on it. And listen, there's some joints on there. Like, yeah. And I like Khaled, but like, it's whack, dude. You're upset because you didn't make number one. Like, I mean, maybe there's some, like, now there could be contract kickers.
Right.
That's what I thought of immediately, is that there's contract kickers. Yeah. Because of that, I assume, like, oh, he's probably gets paid more if this album is number one or that album is number one.
Yeah.
Which I get, but hey, fam, should have made a better album. Should have pushed it harder.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, man, yeah, just made more quality music.
Yeah.
Or, and, you know, because that Billboard shit ain't really indicative of quality anyway. No, and apparently, anyway.
Like, he's upset because, like, he did a deal with, like, Monster or some kind of energy drink, and, like, they disqualified, like, the bundling aspect of it.
Yeah.
And the crazy part was the article I'm reading. It was somebody from Roc Nation. It was like their vice president or something like that, saying like, well, they're trying to help get like the bundling aspect taken away from Billboard and all this other stuff, like as far as counting.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going like, didn't Jay-Z like bundle his shit with Samsung? So like he'd have the number one album that year?
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what motherfuckers are doing though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, listen, man, we live in a day and time where like album sales are just not what they were.
Yeah.
And you know, if you sell, I think dude, like there's people who pull like 40,000 record sales and they have the number one album in a week.
Right.
Like when we were kids, that just didn't do it. Like you wouldn't even chart. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Would not fly.
You were an out and out flop if you did 40,000. You know what I mean? Yeah. So these bundles are how guys like count as like, oh, well, you know, I sold a bundle with like, you know, this thing. And then, you know, now like this movie ticket or whatever. And that's how it's like, oh,
something that people actually want to buy.
Yeah. And so it's like now, you know, they got a download code that counts as an album.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're discounting a lot of that shit. And it's like, I like my thing for Billboard is like, dude, I couldn't imagine trying to be the person who trying to relegate those numbers and goes like, oh, this counts and this doesn't and blah, blah, blah. Like,
I've said it before. The music industry, I feel like, is cooking the books.
Oh, yeah. They have to be.
They're handing out these platinum plaques.
Yeah.
It's records that you never hear out in the street. When years ago, when thinking about like Ready to Die, when Ready to Die came out, you heard Big Papa, Respect, Give Me the Loot, all of that shit everywhere you went.
Absolutely.
And we weren't like in clubs as kids, you know, when that record came out.
It was like 93.
Yeah, like, we weren't in clubs. Just like walking to the store, you heard those records.
People
everywhere.
Would drive by playing those records
everywhere. Like, you know, knew people were buying it. Now it be records by dudes. It be shit you never hear that just lives on Spotify and like maybe terrestrial
like
radio.
Videos the dude Tekashi was posting. He's like, "Yo, got my six plaque, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "Dude, I know one song. I know Gummo. Like that's the only song I know that you have."
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't even think you have six videos on YouTube. Like where do you have all these songs at?
Yeah, to be getting all these plaques.
Yeah. So yeah, I think a lot of it is just cookbooks, but I think, you know. Hey man, I don't think like Igor is sitting there cooking books either. Like you know what I mean? It just was a more popular record.
People fucked with it.
Yeah,
and like you know, yeah, I understand that the possibility of like the contract stuff or why he's mad or whatever. I hate to be like it's not a good look person, but you never want to be throwing like a public tantrum over that.
No,
and then the majority of people, like the people aren't going to be on your side. Maybe like the people in your inner circle are going to be on your side, but like the people are just going to be like, "Why is this rich dude complaining? Because he's number two to another rich dude."
He does suffer from success, so
yeah,
you know what I mean. But no, I thought that was hilarious, especially like the article mentions like the vice president. I think it was vice president. From Roc Nation going like, yeah, well, we're trying to get like that bundling stuff taken out of like counting, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I swear Jay-Z did that, I think twice. Yeah. So
that's what it was, a whole thing with Travis Scott's record.
He bundled
it with like merch or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but hey, man, that's a new hustle these days, dog. Like,
yeah.
Shout out to you out there really trying to hustle off that music shit, man. That shit is a hustle and a grind, dog.
It's crazy when you see... I see younger cats on, like, Twitter, like, Hypebeast-type cats. Yeah. Like, man, these old niggas from the 90s, they mad because da-da-da, so-and-so is popping, such-and-such is popping. I promise you, these new, like, young rappers, they not even doing the numbers Foosh Nickens was doing back in the day.
They not.
You know what I mean? 450,000, you know, hard copy records. You were just, like, that was in the lane of, like, Foosh Nickens.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Souls of Mischief, groups that weren't like the popping groups.
I think Soul and Ice did like 300,000 in like its first kind of like pressing type thing.
Like, imagine, you know, like, imagine, I don't know, Lil Xan getting 300,000 human beings to walk out of their house
and buy
to
the
store and buy his record. It never happened.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
There was no like, yo, oh, I'm just going to stream it from the crib. Like, there was none of that where it's just easy. Like, this was hard access. You actually had to do shit to get that record.
Dog, I walked to, I don't know exactly. I don't know if it was rain or snow. It was inclement weather. I walked from my crib to Broad and Alleyne to buy the second Organized Confusion album when it came out.
Equinox.
Not the second. That was the third. The third one, Equinox.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers ain't doing that shit now.
Nah.
Walking nowhere to buy nothing. Nah. It's a different...
If you had to ask me to go buy like a lot of these records that we listen to every week, I wouldn't be doing it. Dog.
Listen. Y'all motherfuckers better send some...
promotional
some promos or some shit. Hit my Gmail with that shit.
Yeah, I'm not...
For real.
I'm not walking to buy shit. But,
yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Cali. You know, do your thing, dog. I'm not mad at you. Go sue. I mean, I got almost sure there had to be like some kind of kicker in his contract of like, you know, if he gets a number one album, it's another extra 100,000 and shit. Like, especially nowadays, dog, because like the way these label deals go, like they don't just get, like it ain't back in the day where they were just giving out money. And
shit. Incentive.
Yeah.
It might be like a million or two.
Yeah,
or three.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Lord knows.
Who knows?
I guess
we ain't making that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? Nah. We don't know what them contracts look like.
Nah, we po-fo.
Yeah.
I guess we can start rapping.
Word.
Yo, did you listen to anything new this week?
Yes, I listened to one new track right before you came over.
Okay.
This dude, John Monte, J-A-H, second word, M-O-N-T-E. He got a record called Vegan Chicken Over Rice with my cougar bitch who looked like Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, I saw you write that on here, and yeah. I thought it was like nine different things going on.
Right. Nah, that's just the one song. It's fucking fire.
For real?
Yeah, yo.
What's the vibe?
How do I want to say? He like just spitting, you know, fly shit.
Word.
Like, is over like the soul sample. It's a common soul sample, but in my mind, I can't grab the name of it right now. It's just dope. It's
Word.
Fucking I'll dope as shit. It's crazy because he and I follow each other on Twitter, and I hadn't checked his music out yet. But somebody else retweeted the song and was like, I think the song came out last month.
Okay.
And they retweeted like, yo, I'm still bumping this shit. So, yeah, I like clicked on it. And I was like, ooh, okay. So now I'm fucking with everything you do from here on out because this shit is hot. But, yeah, that's like the main thing that I knew.
Kind of like hearing Fly Guy. Going like, oh, now everything I listen to, now everything Griselda drops, I'm going to listen to.
Even I feel like that song, the one with Conway, Rock Marcy, and Westside. Mm-hmm. They're in Times Square in the video.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one where I was like, oh, okay, I'm listening to everything y'all motherfuckers do.
Yeah, definitely. on a single tip, I listened to Gold Link has a new single out.
Word.
I think the new album is going to be called Diaspora. It says it on like the front of like the single, but the single is called You Say.
Yeah.
It's featuring Tyler, the Creator, and Jay Prince. Yo, it's another banger from
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, he do. He definitely.
Really do.
But this record is super dope. So I would definitely say check that out, called You Say. I listened to Skepta's new album, Ignorance is Bliss.
Yeah.
I was going to say this right now. I mean, folks probably not going to love my end of the year list, because it's probably going to have two grime records on it, because this album is really, really, really good.
Listen, it is what it is.
Yeah, this album is super good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a grime album. It definitely is. It has that vibe. But, like, Skepta's probably the most commercial grime rapper.
Right.
That I think people, like, people know the name Skepta, where, like, when we talk about, like, Smoke Boys or shit like that, like, people don't know who we're talking about. I would say check this album out. It's so good. Like, the vibe is really dope. It's kind of got like a summery vibe. I really dig it. I think everyone should check that joint out. And I listened to the Future record, Save Me.
And I skipped through it. I didn't really listen to it.
You told me before I listened, you were like, I skipped through it and I didn't really like it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's super uninspired. At least beat wise, it's super uninspired.
I don't understand y'all niggas.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's real derivative of like older shit that I don't like from this dude.
Yeah.
And I like Future. I like Future records. So, I don't know. I just thought it was really uninspired musically. And then, like, if it's uninspired musically, I think he's super uninspired.
Yeah. I'm not like, I hate to be like one of these like old men in like the hip hop shit. Y'all young niggas, yo, every time Future drops something, y'all motherfuckers posting memes. Yo, that new Future, posting memes and fire emojis and shit. And I, every time I listen to this shit, I'm like, this shit sound like the same bullshit this nigga put out last year.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta chill out.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, like, we normally don't do this on this podcast. Like, I don't mention shit if I don't like it.
I mention it
because it's like one of the high, like, you know, big name dudes who actually dropped last week,
right?
And I didn't like it. Like, I listened and I was like,
you usually fuck with Future. I'm usually like I like Future himself as an artist, and like I think he's talented. I don't particularly love his projects.
That's true. I didn't like it. I just thought it was kind of average, below average, as far like in mic standards, it's 2.5-3 mics, man.
Right,
like, you know what I mean. I just didn't really dig it. But I definitely would say go check that. I mean, me as a person, I would say if you're not a Future fan, like super fan, I say skip that. But check out that Skepta, that Gold Link, and the John Monty joint. I would say check those out.
Yeah, and also while we were recording this, Nas announced that Lost Tapes 2 is coming out soon. So,
so if you like offbeat rhymes and...
Oh, no. This shit finna be fire. Watch. I stake my reputation on this podcast that Lost Tapes 2 is gonna be fire.
I would not be surprised if it was.
Yeah, it's fucking... You heard part one.
Part one's probably one of his best albums. So, listen,
come on.
No, I'm actually excited about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm excited about that. Still ain't ever getting that record with Primo, though, are we?
Steve remember this. Shout out to Steve. Do you remember when Scratch Magazine was out?
Yeah.
It's like a magazine of like... producers, hip hop producers talking about like gear and process and all that stuff. It was real dope. It didn't last that long. I remember when Scratch
niche magazines, dog.
Like, super niche, you know what I mean? I remember when Scratch Magazine put out the issue where they had Primo and Nas on the cover. Dog, niggas was excited. Niggas swore, like, yo, they on the magazine cover together. That was when the magazine still meant something.
Yeah.
Niggas was so excited when that shit happened, because we all thought Nas and Primo was going to do an album together. It never happened. Huh. It never fucking happened.
That's never going to happen.
It's so crazy, dog. That's so crazy. We're done. So don't pay attention to any of this other stuff. But I would adore a Nas and Primo record.
Oh yeah,
a Nas and Lars Professor
record.
That's
the album I want.
They never, like, Nas and Premier never, I don't think, ever did a bum,
like a bum
track
record.
Together. And I don't think Nas and Pete Rock ever did. Did Nas and Pete Rock do anything
after Illmatic?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I'm gonna have to like really
look, yeah,
yeah, really dig into that, because I can't remember. Somebody's probably listening and like,
yeah, they did on, yeah, this album.
Like screaming on their end. But I can't remember another record that they did together. But Nas and Extra P,
every record is fire.
Listen, like fire, and not, you know, Illmatic.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Or not just, you know, limited to Illmatic. Yeah. Everything they did together was fire. And they got the Queens,
yeah, it's about connection. To say the Queens connection. Yeah.
Dog, you get like Tragedy Gaddafi on a record, or like Nori or some. Ooh, yo.
That's the album that needs to happen.
That's what I want to see.
Like when they were like, oh, Nas is doing a whole joint with Kanye, I was like, I'd much rather take a Nas and a Large Professor record. Like, yeah, me personally. Like, and I like,
I love Kanye, yeah, but yeah, you know, nah, I mean, it's.
Large and Nas joint would be nasty.
Yeah. Somebody, one of y'all that knows Nas and Extra P, I know we're only like 2 degrees,
yeah, we're
separated.
Like 2 degrees separated.
Yeah, so what do y'all hit them up and let them know that we want them, the people want them to make an album together.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, we, you know, wrap up.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for listening.
Yes.
We are coming up on 100 episodes. Y'all been rocking with us so strong. Y'all been so supportive. We took that long ass hiatus last year when, you know, I had to be nursed back from the brink of extinction.
Yeah.
And y'all still rocking with us. Our numbers go up.
Or may not have cloned him like Jurassic Park.
Like Gucci.
Yeah.
Yo, the real John is. But yeah, you know, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us. We got like so much dope shit on deck that I'm like, whenever I see one of y'all that I know fuck with the podcast, yeah, out in the world, I'm just know that I'm bursting inside
to tell y'all all the exciting shit.
Tell y'all
shit.
The shit, yeah, that we got on deck, but I can't say anything yet. But yeah, we got a lot of fly shit coming up. Fuck with us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, everywhere you find podcasts. And we will be back next week.
Yep. Peace.
Peace.
Me and my fam pick this rap shit.